Simeon says in the gospel, he says so that the inner thoughts of many may be revealed. So that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. So he's referring to, again, our acceptance or rejection of Jesus. The people in Israel, when they accept or reject Jesus, it's revealing their acceptance or rejection of God. And it is in the same way, when we accept or reject euthanasia, it bears upon our acceptance or our rejection of God, and vice versa. The more we accept God, the more we can embrace life, because God is a God, Jesus, who embraced suffering, and then he rose again, and that impacts the way we approach life. For the next 3 weeks, we're going to be celebrating this season called Life is a Gift. Life is a Gift. And I want to show you one final video about a young man named Jonathan Petrie. I mentioned him 2 years ago. He found strength from other people, despite his almost unmanageable pain.
To help manage his condition and prevent infection, Jonathan and Tina must go through the most excruciating process of Jonathan's day, his bath.
One, two, three, up.
Once he's fully soaked, the two carefully remove all the bandages from Jonathan's body. It's an incredibly delicate process.
It's always that battle between pain and not. What?
Nothing, I just want you to keep taking your dressing off. Is there more skin on your hand? Yeah, I saw it, Johnny. You didn't have to show me. I know, I saw that too.
So then, it really hurts for her, obviously.
The bath is just the first part of the process. The second part involves putting a new set of dressings on his body. In total, the bath and dressing can take over 3 hours, and Jonathan and Tina must do it every other day.
Probably the biggest challenge, being so helpless in front of your kid and having to do dressings, and I mean, you're the one who's hurting him. I've had Jonathan begging me to stop, and I can't.
This is not an easy process. It's one thing to hear about it, but it's another to see it. It's a lot different than what you think. You just see how, you know, we work as a team to do what has to be done, really.
Ta-da! We are Finny!
Woo!
Can I go to bed?
There you go. I'm done.
Where do you get the strength to get up every morning knowing what you're going to have to go through?
That strength comes from the people around me, because they do believe in me that I can get through it.
For years, Jonathan believed he was the only one going through the pain. Until 2012, when he was invited to an EB conference in Toronto. It was a conference that changed his life.
I had never met anyone with my condition. I had never, you know, had any explanation. I had never known there was anyone else.
How did you feel when you saw the other kids that had it?
I knew that I wasn't alone anymore. I knew since then that I was going to become, you know, an ambassador. I wanted to start helping other people with EB.
In October of 2014, Jonathan put his story out to the world. With the help of the Ottawa Citizen, Jonathan courageously revealed his wounds to the masses. The article went viral throughout Ottawa and landed on a special team's doorstep.
I read it, and it was so moving that I brought the article in, and we talked about what we could do to help in any way we could.
November 20th, 2014. The Ottawa Senators invite Jonathan to a game and make him a scout for the day. He signs a pro contract from GM Brian Murray and takes questions from the media.
Is there any one particular area of the Senators you're going to be focusing in on tonight, or is it the whole team that you're going to watch?
A team isn't just made of one player, it's all of them, so I'll be watching the whole team.
The Ottawa Senators are proud to welcome their newest professional scout to the organization, Jonathan Pitt. Jonathan, welcome to the organization. Join the game.
Since his day with the Senators, Jonathan has helped raise over $100,000 for EB awareness. There is no cure for epidermolysis bullosa. Most butterfly children don't make it to the age of 30. It's a reality 14-year-old Jonathan deals with head on.
Have you thought a lot about the future?
Definitely. Evie's a cruel thing. And yes, I've thought about it for sure. Like, how can't you? You know it's a reality. But I think I just push that aside. You know, I'm here, and I'm going to go step by step, day by day, and you never know what the future holds. I may live to 100. We can't know. But I'm not going to stop anytime soon. I'm going to keep going.
When Jonathan found out he wasn't alone, he gained strength, and the pain became bearable. It was then he wanted to become an ambassador and help others. And he and thousands of others like him, they witnessed to the solution of unbearable pain. Life is about the choice to never leave other people. In the movie Arrival, when Louise realizes she can see the future and see her daughter's suffering, she says, "Despite knowing the journey and where it leads, I embrace it, and I welcome every moment of it." God the Father has never left us, Jesus never leaves us, and Mary, our mother, never left Jesus. Life, even when there is pain, is better than no life at all. It's still a gift, it's still precious. Let's embrace it.